You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest games. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, by Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, B&P Propane, by Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, Blue Valley Technology, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Edward Jones, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Bruna Implement Company, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Helena Agri Systems, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. La, 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 la.
First week. It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, courtesy of the Community National Bank, our title sponsor here tonight. And it's Friday night, which means it's September 1st, which also means it's the first week of the high school football season. Boz, we went to a game tonight, and it just felt nice to get back into the flow of things, right?
Absolutely, it did. It was Friday night football. It's been a long time since high school football got over last season. It was just awesome to get out and just get the season started.
Getting the season started, getting it underway. You know, we listened to Friday Night Fever on the way to our game that we went to. We'll get to all that here in just a little bit. But a comment was made in that Friday Night Fever about, yeah, there's just something in the air about the temperature and everything. I got to tell something to Brandon and Jared a little bit. It was hot tonight. It was not crisp fall weather.
I heard a chill in the air, and I thought, something's not right here, because I think it was 87, 88 degrees at kickoff.
Man, I tell you what, now, we're just poking some fun at the guys. Great calls tonight across our MSC Sports Radio Network. Still have some games in progress going on right now, so if you've got some scores for us, we will get through the scores here in just a little bit from what we have thus far. Ones that we're missing, we need your help, so make sure to give us a shout. Don't forget our Giant Communications hotline tonight, which is 785-547-3461. That's our Giant Communications hotline. A little bit later on the show, Boz, we're going to have a fun segment that we're introducing this year, right? It's called Friday Night Highlights.
Yeah, we want people to call in. We want them to tell us about games that they were at, give us some highlights from that game, and kind of a neat way for fans out there driving home, just call in and tell us about the game you were at.
Let us know what was a really big play. Let us know what was fun for you as you were out at the gridiron here this evening. So we got plenty to get to here for the Scoreboard Show. Once again, it's the second edition, really. Last week we had a little preview show of this season, but now it's time for us to get into it, right? It's time for the season to get going. Season kicked off here tonight in Kansas. We got plenty to get to, so we'll be back here in just a few moments with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
American Family Insurance. As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or Shannon Wrights in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're back at it here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. Once again, last week we fired things up with the preview edition of this Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, and tonight it's going to be all about what's going on around here in our Kansas territories. Nebraska kicked off 2 weeks ago, and so we've got some updates, some scores and stuff like that for you from all around our networks here tonight. And like we will do every segment from here on out, we will go through the scores that we have at this time. So I'll turn it over to Boz.
Yeah, we got a ton of games. We actually have 19 throughout our listening area. Right now, we need your help. We need you to call in, give us some scores, some updates. These are what we have right now. Valley Heights goes to Centralia. A really good game on this one. Centralia comes out on top 18-16. Holton was at Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central kind of put it to Holton 31-6 tonight. And then Sabetha at Perry LeCompton. Sabetha comes out victorious 30-0 over Perry LeCompton. And then Jackson Heights at Horton. Close game at halftime, but Jackson Heights pulls away in the second half, gets the win 42-6.
So a big showing by a couple teams that we'll go into here in a little bit. But one of them, we'll go right into it, was, again, every single week, Boz and I will basically pick our game of the week as what we think might be the best game of the week. And, Boz, let's just call it what it is. We struck out this week with the game that we picked because we went over to Nemaha Holton thinking that might be the game of the week. And come to find out, by a couple different scores you just said, that was not the game of the week for us to go to. But Nemaha, man, did they look like they were defending 2A state title team.
Yeah, here's the thing with that game, and we got to remind everybody, this is week one, so we're not seeing teams at their very best. Both Holton and Nemaha Central, they're filling some gaps. They're trying to figure things out. Nemaha just looked like they were a little bit ahead of the game tonight on that. They had the pieces kind of put together. Holton, they graduated a big senior class, a lot of kids, had to fill a lot of holes, and it just looked like they were a little bit out of sync. I think Holton, they're going to get better week by week by week. It's a Brooks Barta team. That's what they do game by game. But tonight, Nemaha Central, they look pretty good.
Yeah, again, you got an Nemaha Central team that they themselves had to replace a handful of guys as well. But Carter Hike, new position for him, new spot to fill in, and I'll tell you, he stepped up to the task tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And there was some talk about Carter. He had a little injury a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago. People weren't sure he was going to play.
Actually, didn't look like he was hurt.
No, he didn't.
He looked good.
Actually, talked to his dad a little bit before the game, and he was fine. But he had a big night, 27 rushing attempts for 163 yards. He had 3 touchdowns on the ground. He also had 3 two-point conversions and, to top it all off, a 30-yard touchdown pass.
I'd say he's the front runner right now for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment, huh?
Yeah, he just had a really good night. And, you know, it's a tough deal for him stepping into a new position, but he's young. He's only a sophomore.
Right.
A ton of confidence, though. He came in tonight, ran the show, had a heck of a ball game.
Let's go over to the game that, honestly, just, again, looking at initial scores so far tonight, that could have been the game of the week for us. And Jared Slempy had the call for that. We'll get a recap from him here momentarily. But Valley Heights and Centralia, a Twin Valley League matchup that, you know, again, when you and I were talking in our preview segment coming into the season, we knew that Valley Heights was going to be a team that bounces back. And again, you know Centralia? Well, they're a team that's in it every single year. And that game lived up to the billing, 18-16 final in favor of Centralia.
Yeah, really tight game. You know, we talked last week. This was going to be one of the big matchups, and it was, absolutely. Valley Heights, they were 2-7 last season, but they returned all their starters. Yep. We were expecting this to be a good game, and they delivered. They kind of pushed Centralia. Centralia, you know, they were 11-1 last year before losing to St. Mary's. You know, Centralia probably had a little more pressure on them tonight and come back.
A St. Mary's team, by the way, that went on to win state.
Yeah, they win the state championship. So Centralia, they're still going to be a really good team. But Valley Heights, I think they might be a little dark horse here this season.
Valley Heights, a team to definitely look out for. We're looking for you to help us out now. We need some scores. If you're driving home right now and you were at a game and we did not allude to your team's final score, make sure you let us know. Give us a call. Phone number is 785-547-3461. Talk to Kurt. Talk to Colin. Give him the score for you here tonight for the game that you went to. And we will also have a few more segments a little bit later on where you get to call in and be a part of it. That will be the Friday Night Highlights. That phone number again, 785-547-3461. That is our Giant Communications hotline. Giant Communications, when you need fast, reliable internet, don't look anywhere else. Contact Giant at giantcomm.net on their website and find out how they can be that number one source for you with your internet needs at your house, business, wherever you're at. Give Giant Communications that notification that you need them in your corner. We got more scores coming up here in just a little bit. Did you just get a couple more that came in there, Boz?
Did. Got a couple more here. Axtell coming off back-to-back state
yep.
title games. They continue their winning streak. They take care of Paraville tonight, 60-44. We'll talk about
That's
that one a little bit because that was one we were interested to see what happened there. And then we also have another Big 7 league. Hiawatha is at Royal Valley. They pick up the win, 14-13. Another tight
wow.
game.
All right. We got more to get to here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's all coming up here in just a little bit, as right now we've got to head to another break. When we come back, more Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Avian Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JVN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JVN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's summer time, and now that you're traveling more, Denison State Bank reminds banking customers on some simple tips to make your life easier. Get signed up for electronic statement delivery. That way, no paper statements are sitting in your mailbox while you're away. Use your debit card to make purchases on the road and avoid carrying excess cash. And use your bank's online bill pay service to schedule payments in advance. Denison State Bank offers all of these online services and more. Go to dsbks.com or visit them in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. Enjoy your summer from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Well, there were some teams that got rocked, some teams that were doing the rocking, but it doesn't matter because you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're super glad that you're tuning in with us here this evening. Again, it's week one of the regular season, and this is going to be show one, Bozzy, of 22 when we're looking at football into basketball season. And, yeah, we're getting it kicked off. I know that maybe some audio, some issues maybe with the overlays and a couple of things. We're getting this figured out, so, again, bear with us here tonight. We're doing our dangest. But you know what I'll tell you is that there's a lot of teams tonight that did really well on the gridiron. Boz, give us some more scores.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll through these scores again, just give you an update of the ones that we have. Again, we need your help. Call us. Let us know the scores of the games you were at. Care Paraville, they went to Axtell. This was a big one. We had it listed as one of our matchups, our big-time matchups in week one. Axtell gets the victory 60-44, but a little bit tighter game than Axtell probably wanted. Just got a final in from Ottawa. Atchison travels down there, and they get the win 48-42, another close game in week one. Valley Heights was at Centralia. Centralia picks up the victory 18-16. Holton was at Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central comes out on top in that one 31-6. Another close game, Hiawatha at Royal Valley. Hiawatha with the victory by one, 14-13. Another game in the Big 7 League, Sabetha at Perry LeCompton. Sabetha, another team that we've talked a lot about here early in this preseason. Sabetha gets the win 30-0. And the last score that we've got, Jackson Heights, 42 6 over Horton. That was a close game at halftime, but Jackson Heights, they turned it on in the second half.
Yeah, it was 12-6 at halftime. Jackson Heights with the lead, and then 30-0 in the second half. And again, that it's week one, right? So you're going to have some teams that are slow going, that are getting their feet underneath them a little bit and getting rocking and rolling. But there are some teams that came out on fire here this evening. So I think we're in store for a phenomenal season, like we are every single year, Boz, because, again, last year we had, three teams in a state title game, two winning state, and I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility for us to be having those same conversations in November that we did last year.
Yeah, we just have absolutely fantastic football in Northeast Kansas. We're very fortunate we get to cover such good teams, and they're all competitive. It doesn't matter where you're at. But you're right. I think we've got several teams on this list that can make a very, very deep run into the playoffs. And we've got a few dark horses in there that we keep talking about that might surprise some people.
We're going to get diving into a few teams here right now. But wanted to let you guys know once again that you can get involved with the show. It's the Giant Communications Hotline. That's 785-547-3461. It's kind of like a great trip to Table Rock or something. You know, you want to be a part of something. You want to enjoy what's going on around you. Maybe get your feet wet a little bit. Get your feet wet. Give us a call and be on the show here in just a little bit. We will be taking those calls. Again, 785-547-3461. Give us your score, and then we will have our Friday night's lights segment coming up here in just a little bit as well. But let's go back into some of these games of this week that we want to kind of go into a little bit more in depth tonight, Boz.
Well, I think one of the big ones we had mentioned in the preseason show last Friday was Axtell. You know, Axtell's got a ton of pressure. They back-to-back state titles. They're a huge winning streak with 26 games in a row. They made it 27 tonight. But the kind of the question with them was, how would they replace some guys? They lost some key pieces to their team, and I think they answered that here tonight, putting 60 points on the board. So obviously the offense is not going to be the problem. Care Paraville, we thought, might give them a little bit of trouble, and they hung in it tonight. They scored 44 points, and actually last season, Care Paraville played them the closest out of anybody that Axtell had faced.
Well, yeah, because Axtell, I mean, again, Care Paraville scored 38 points. That was the most that Axtell allowed all last season.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and you never know. Some of these, it's Care Paraville's a private school out at Topeka and playing a different league, so it's a little bit of an unknown, but it seems like now the second year in a row, Care Paraville, they've given Axtell a handful, and I think Axtell's still going to be a really, really good team. I mean, obviously, they put 60 on the board tonight, so big things in store for Axtell.
Yeah, Axtell, again, a team that's got a 27-game winning streak now moving into next week. We will talk more about next week a little bit later on in the show. But, again, let's go back to Valley Heights and Centralia a little bit, Boz, because Twin Valley League action will continue and stay in the Twin Valley League with Centralia and Valley Heights. A game that really had Centralia doing pretty well early on, and then Valley Heights scores a late touchdown with about 2 minutes to go, gets a two-point conversion, and just like that, it's 18-16. And how quickly a game can change.
Yeah, and that's why we need people to call in and give us some highlights. We weren't at these games, so we want to know kind of how the game played out. And like you mentioned, Valley Heights making it close, but Centralia is a team that we talked about. They've 11-1 last season. They lost to the eventual state champions. They didn't return a ton on their offense, but they did have 5 returning senior starters. They've got 13 total upperclassmen. They had some gaps to fill, but it's always nice to go out and have that first game with some of those unknowns. You're trying to figure things out. You haven't had a ton of practice. So Centralia comes out. They maybe, you might say, they escaped on that when they come out 18-16. And, you know, Valley Heights, we talked a lot about them. This is a team that I think could do really, really well as this season goes on. They're coming off a tough season last year, 2-7. But here's the thing that's important with them. I mean, they return all their starters on both sides of the ball. So you've got kids.
Right.
They've got experience, the varsity experience. They played all season last year, so it's a cohesive unit. The one thing Valley Heights, I think they've got to figure out, and this is something that we talked about in the pregame show, they averaged 16.8 points per game last season.
Right.
They scored 16 tonight. That may be a little bit of a problem for them. They got to find a way to put some more points on the board.
Finding a way to score, I mean, it's never easy, especially when you're going up against teams like a Centralia that has a great defensive side.
Yeah, and here's the other thing with that. They scored 16.8 points per game, so they still probably have some improvement there, and that's to be expected in week one. The offense usually not clicking on all cylinders, but here's an improvement I think they made, a big-time improvement. They allowed 39 points per game last season. Tonight they give up 18 to Centralia.
A good Centralia team.
Absolutely. If you're trying to find something to kind of put a feather in your cap, that's a big-time improvement over last season.
Well, again, they're 2-7 a year ago, but they've got a lot of hype coming into the season. I think week one, it definitely showed us that hype is real for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Now let's go over into 2A and against a 3A team in the Big 7 League, the game that we picked as our game of the week. And the question mark was instilled for both of these teams. For Nemaha Central, it was, okay, you win a perfect season a year ago, 13-0, a state title, their second in 4 years. How do you replace a Haas like Cooper Hike in the backfield? Well, you throw in younger brother, Carter Hike.
Yeah.
And Hike, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you're sitting
right
there, and you're finding ways. Nemaha Central, I felt like, answered just about every question that was about their team tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it really wasn't a... It wasn't a dominant effort. You know, Nemaha Central, it wasn't like they just came out and put 50 points on the board right away. They had several sustained drives. They moved the chains, got some first downs. It wasn't big-time plays. They just grinded out, and that's what we looked at some of the stats. Carter Hike, he rushes for 163 yards on 27 carries, three touchdowns as the quarterback. Now, he's going to carry a lot of that load, but he also threw that touchdown pass. So, you know, the thing with Nemaha, again, it's very similar to Holton. That's kind of why we picked it. Just two unknowns as far as filling gaps and replacing big senior classes that had a ton of success. So Nemaha, they're for real. I mean, they're still a really, really good team, even with losing some big-time pieces. Now, Holton on the other side.
Question marks.
Big-time question marks. They just have to figure that out. And, you know, again, they've got a lot of young guys coming in that didn't necessarily have a lot of varsity experience.
Right.
Things move a little bit quicker at the varsity level. Things happen faster, and kind of saw that tonight a little bit.
Yeah.
They were just a little bit behind, a little out of sync. They had some penalties at some crucial moments, third and four, and all
fourth
of a sudden,
downs.
Fourth downs, and then they back up instead of fourth and two, it's fourth and 10. You know, I mean, it just for fourth and 12. It, you know, my math wasn't great.
I was going to say, fourth and two to fourth and 10. Where's the 8-yard penalty from?
Well, you know, they had some false starts. They had a holding. That would have backed them up 10. So
this is why Jake and Boz is going to be a fun scoreboard show, because we're not afraid on air live to kind of prick and prod.
Go ahead. It happens. So, but anyways, key penalties tonight for Holton.
Got
them. Anytime they get behind the chains, that's going to be, you know, fourth and long situations are going to be tough for them to, because they want to just grind out first downs, move down the field, and that's something they struggle with tonight. They just couldn't get any momentum going.
Before we get into our next game, I want to give you the Giant Communications Hotline again, because Friday Night Highlights is coming up here in just a few moments. This is going to be where you can call in the fan, and you can talk. Kurt's going to get your call. He's going to screen you. All you got to do is give him your name, where you're calling from, and we ask that you do not... What are you
looking
for?
It doesn't even have to be a real name. Don't be scared. Just call in. Just say, hey, my name's Bill, and I was at this game.
Bill,
all you need.
Yeah, okay. Give us a call, but again, keep it clean, keep it high energy. That's what we're looking for. But tell us about the highlights of the game that you were at and why it was such a big game. That number, again, we're not going right into the segment. We're going to talk Sabetha Perry before we go into that segment. But the phone number for you is 785-547-3461 is your phone number. That's the Giant Communications Hotline. When you need fast, reliable internet, you better just call Giant, 785-362-9331, or visit them online at giantcomm.net for the Giant Communications Hotline. Again, that is going to be our Friday Night Highlights segment coming up in just a minute. But let's dive into Perry and Sabetha, a game that I marked as one that, again, big questions for both of these teams. Which ones answer the bell tonight?
Well, I think Sabetha absolutely answered the call. You know, we've talked a lot about Sabetha in the preseason. They lost to Nemaha in the sub-state last year. They returned 8 starters on both sides of the ball. This team is big. They're athletic. Their offensive line has all 5 starters back. So anytime you start talking about a cohesive unit, they've got it. They've got some big size on the line. They've got 6'6", 320, Josh Grimm, Jacob Grimm, 6'5". 300. This team has all the pieces to go ahead and make a big time run in the playoffs. Now, we weren't real sure with Perry LeCompton. They were 3-6 last season. They just had some injury issues, and they just couldn't really ever get anything going. But they returned 4 starters on both sides of the ball. They're in kind of the same boat with Nemaha or Holton, some of these other teams that are having to fill gaps. But tonight, it was just all Sabetha. I think Sabetha did about anything they wanted. They come away with the victory, 30-0 over Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, just a good outing again. You're talking about teams that we expect. Now, how big is that matchup going to be later on the season now? Again, it's just week one. But Nemaha Central, Sabetha, not only for Big 7 League implications, just so much on the line for that game. How exciting will that game be?
Oh, it'll be huge. I mean, every season you kind of look down the line and think, okay, Sabetha and Nemaha, they're going to match up in the playoffs, and one team's going to have to go home. It seems to happen around here a lot because we have such good football teams. They end up knocking each other out. So that's something you can probably circle on your calendar right now. Sabetha, Nemaha. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the schedule and see what week that is, but that's going to be a big-time matchup.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
And we're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we've got our Friday Night Highlights segment is getting kicked off here underway, and we will open the phone lines up to you right now. The phone number is 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. We had Billy from Riverside on the line for a second, but then I think we lost her. So Billy from Riverside, give us a call back here at 785-547-3461. It's the Giant Communications hotline for the Friday Night Highlights segment here this evening, as we want you to call in and give us your game information here tonight.
We had a caller and you dropped it. What happened there? It's something we got to make sure we get people calling in, and you know, when you call in and give us a name, tell us what's going on. Jake's gonna put you on hold here so we can get you live, and that one didn't work too well.
All right, I think we got her now. Billy, are you there?
Doesn't sound like Billy's there.
Yes, Billy's here.
There's Billy. How's Billy doing tonight?
Great.
All right, Billy from Riverside. Because you know why she's calling herself Billy?
Because I told her.
Because
you
told her to.
Yeah, it works.
All right, Billy, you're calling from Riverside. What's your Friday night highlight tonight?
Ryder Davis with 2 touchdowns. 7-minute drive to finish the game, and we won over Jeff West 13-6.
Wow, so what a ball game. That's awesome, Billy. So you're driving home right now and listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, huh?
Correct. Losing reception on the way home.
All right, Billy, I appreciate your call.
No problem. Go Cyclones.
All right, that was Billy from Riverside giving us her Friday night highlight. Sound like a game-winning drive there for the Cyclones to get the win.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the scores we needed. Riverside gets the win over Jeff West 13-6. And, you know, Riverside's a team that they've had some solid teams the last several years, and it's one that we've talked a little bit about. They could have potential to move pretty deep into the playoffs, too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, again, phone lines are open right now, 785-547-3461 for our Friday night highlights segment. You can call the Giant Communications hotline and jump on the air here momentarily. Just give us what your highlight was of the night. I think I finally got the phone system figured out to where we can actually have people, you know, online with us now.
That'd be good.
Wouldn't that be good? Hey, while we are continually, we got some people on hold, so go ahead and feel free to keep calling in. We'll be put on a brief hold, but while we get some people queued up here, let's go back briefly now to another game that we talked about. Jackson Heights took on Horton here this evening, and it was a game where it was a close game early on, 12-6. A Horton team that was looking pretty good in that ball game. Again, a team that's improved so much in the last calendar year. And, you know, what does that, like, mean for your team when you're able to not only sustain it, like, in the first half like that, but then continue on? They end up losing, giving up 30 points in the second half. However, there's still some kind of a positive side of that, right?
Yeah, I think if you're Horton, it's been a struggle the last couple seasons, but that's something that you can hang on your hat right now. You were in the game. You were there. You're making progress. It's got to do a lot for your confidence, knowing that you just got to put together a full game. You can't just play the first half. You got to finish it out in the second half. And, you know, Jackson Heights, they may have been just a little bit nervous there as well. It's week one. You haven't practiced a whole lot, and all of a sudden you're in a really tight battle. And that's what you want if you're Horton. You got to find a way to stay in those games, and then you just got to figure out a way to get it done.
Continually moving on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We've got recaps. They're coming up next. And if anybody else is still on the line when we get back, we'll put some more people on the air. Again, don't be shy. Give us a call, 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is moving on here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Recaps from all the area games on our networks coming up next.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Agriculture is mighty big around here. Denison State Bank has a long history of providing flexible credit for land, livestock, and equipment. We understand and appreciate the local ag economy, and we're ready to help in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. It's time to continue on with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, I got Kurt Kilman helping us out here tonight as well. Bozzy, we've got great things going here for tonight. And again, great scores. Let's go through them here really quick.
All right, let's kind of run through the scores that we got so far. We got tonight Care Paraville. They were at Axtell. Axtell gets the victory 60-44. Frankfort was at Chase County. That was the score we just got. Frankfort comes out on top 38-20. We'll talk about that one in a little bit. Another key matchup that we had picked for this week. Atchison gets the victory over Ottawa 48-42. Valley Heights was at Centralia. They fall 18-16. Holton at Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central comes out on top on that one 31-6. Riverside at Jeff West. Riverside gets the victory 13-6. Hiawatha at Royal Valley. Hiawatha gets the win 14-13 and a close one there. Sabetha at Perry LeCompton. Sabetha gets the win 30-0. Jackson Heights, they get the victory over Horton 42-6. Oskaloosa at Moorhill Mount Academy just got that score in. Oskaloosa gets the win 14-8. And another score we just got in, Abilene at Marysville. Abilene comes out on top 28-14 in that one. Now, we've got some scores we're still looking for, folks. We need Lynn at Lakeside, St. Paul at Blue Valley, McClouth at Onega, Troy at Wabunsee, Hanover at Clifton Clyde. That's a big one.
We want to talk about.
Yeah, I want to know what happened with that one. Donovan West at Washington County. We need that one as well. Oh, excuse me, just got that one. Washington County comes. He threw that sheet in front of me. I was trying to read at the same time. Washington County gets the victory 46-0 over Donovan West. And we also got another score came in. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Hanover 50-8.
Almost identical to a year ago, Clifton Clyde and Hanover.
Yes, it was. Another big win for Clifton Clyde.
Big win for Clifton Clyde. The Eagle is flying high tonight. As, again, a great rundown there of our scores. We still need a few, so give us a call, 785-547-3461, if you've got a score. And if you want to talk to us, yeah, we'll extend the segment a little bit. We had a couple calls drop, and that's on me. So, we're figuring these things out, right, boss? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you awake over there?
Hey, it's just like the football kids out there tonight. It's week one. We're getting this figured out.
So give us a call if you want to give us your Friday night highlight, 785-547-3461. But right now, let's go to some of our recaps that we've got for you here this evening. We have the KNZA game recap of Sabetha at Perry Lecompton. Brandon Tadman was on the call for that one.
Number 2 ranked team in 2A certainly showed it on Friday night at Perry Lecompton as the Sabetha Blue Jays with a shutout victory over the Cause, 30-0 to kick off their 2023 high school season. It was certainly a slow start for both teams offensively. It was just 14-0 at the half, Sabetha getting touchdowns in each of the first two quarters. First touchdown of the season went to Colin Minnell from 5 yards out, and under 5 minutes to go in that first quarter, Sabetha led 7-0, and then Will Voos from 9 yards out late in the first half made it 14-0. That was the score at the break. Perry Lecompton could not get out of their own way. They had just turnover after turnover throughout the course of the game, and Sabetha just slowly played things out. Mitchell Kramer, the junior starting quarterback, a couple of touchdown passes in the second half, very efficient. 7-10, 107 yards, and 2 scores, both to Marcus Bauman, the senior receiver. One from 46 yards out in the third quarter, made it 21-0, and he would add one more in the fourth quarter from 15 yards out. Sabetha defense also getting a safety in the mix as well. But the Blue Jays, a 1-0 start with a 30-0 win here tonight at Perry Lecompton. Mentioning again the quarterback for the Blue Jays, Mitchell Kramer, 7-10, buck 7, and 2 touchdowns. Colin Minnold, senior running back, 10 carries, 75 yards, and a score. And Marcus Bauman, the leading receiver for the Blue Jays, 3 catches, 70 yards, and 2 scores. Perry Lecompton's 8 possessions in the game, 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions, 2 turnover on downs, a safety, and a punt. Cause also had some late injuries via the cramps in the fourth quarter. Coming up next for week 2, both these teams, Perry Lecompton, they'll be at Riverside, Sabetha at home, hosting Holton. Final score in week 1, Sabetha 30 and Perry Lecompton nothing. I'm Brandon Tam, reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Brandon. Again, that was a good game for the Blue Jays to get their season kicked off. Anything stick out to you, Boz, about Sabetha knocking out Perry in that fashion?
Well, I just think Sabetha, you know, we tried to ask Coach Michael about that and, you know, what he thought, how he could keep his kids grounded, because I think they know they've got a really good squad. They've got a lot of really key pieces that you're looking for in a team that can make a deep run in the playoffs. But you're always nervous going into that first game. You just don't know how things are going to click and how things are going to come together. But I think Sabetha, they showed tonight, they're for real.
Definitely for real. And then one of the games that we said was should have been our game of the week, Valley Heights and Centralia. Jared Slempy, well, in basketball season, in case you guys didn't remember, Jared Slempy had 5 overtime games in basketball that he broadcast. He nearly had it in week 1 in football. Let's hear from him.
A pivotal Twin Valley League game in week 1. Yes, please. Centralia defeats Valley Heights, final score 18-16 here in Centralia. The Panthers got the scoring started with 1:37 left to go in the first quarter on a 44-yard drive capped off by a 2-yard rushing touchdown by Brody Grossnickel. Then Valley Heights was able to respond with a touchdown of their own. It was a 29-yard run from fullback Logan Gray with 11:26 left to go in the second quarter. They were able to convert their 2-point conversion to make it 8-6. Centralia was then able to respond with a touchdown of their own. It was a passing touchdown from Jacob Flinty, the junior quarterback, to junior tight end Henry Heideman on an 8-yard hookup with 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Then Centralia was able to score yet again in the second quarter after getting a stop. It was Brody Grossnickel getting a second touchdown of the day, making it 18-8 at the half. Third quarter was ugly, and it was hard to watch unless you love defense. There were 3 turnover on downs from both teams, and Centralia also forced a fumble. Valley Heights scored the first points of the half with 2:05 to go in the game, thanks to a Carson Spoons 32-yard rushing touchdown. The senior transfer from Eureka capped off a 79-yard drive, making it 18-16. And all Centralia had to do was get a first down. They were able to do that on a Matt Becker run to the left side for a 9-yard gain to control the win. So Centralia gets the final score, 18-16 victory at home against Valley Heights.
Thanks, Jared. And once again, a great game for him over there in Centralia. TVL action always good as well. So good opportunity for us to get from him. Now let's go over to the Atchison, Ottawa football game. Tom Couch from Care Radio has the recap for that.
The Atchison Phoenix began the 2023 football season in Ottawa, Kansas tonight. They were hosted by the Ottawa Cyclones. It was a game that saw lots of offense, spectacular plays all night, and it was the Phoenix coming out on top 48-42. How about quarterback Trey Carter? He ran for one touchdown, threw for five more. How about receiver Jeter Purdy? He got three touchdown passes and made a 106-yard interception return for another score. Add to that, TD catches by Zamar Hernandez and J.Z. Kelly. Atchison begins the game, or the season, at 1-0. Again, in Ottawa, Kansas, it was AHS 48, Ottawa Cyclones 42. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Tom. A great game there between Ottawa and Atchison, and a game that, you know, again, when you get to the 4A level, Buzz, that's where some football gets really, really impressive, and that was that game right there between those two, because that was a tight game from the beginning till the end, and one that had again, some fears of maybe some overtime.
Yeah, that's just an absolute battle, 48-42, and again, I know we've said this a whole bunch tonight, but it's week one. I mean, you're just curious to know how your team's going to come out and perform on Friday night after you've been going through practice and kind of beating on your same teammates. But Atchison, very impressive tonight. 48 points, and Jeter Purdy, I mean, it sounds like he's throwing the ball, catching the ball. He had TD receptions of 72, 43, 14. He had a 106-yard pick six also on the defensive side of things.
Phenomenal football. Before we get into our other couple recaps that we've got, we still got a couple channels to get to, Holton, Jackson Heights, and Hiawatha. But before we do so, we still need some scores, Boss. Who do we need?
All right, we're still looking for St. Paul at Blue Valley Randolph. Pleasant Ridge at Jeff County North, and Valley Falls at ACCHS.
Hey, down to three, that's not too shabby, so Give us a call, 785-547-3461. If you've got scores of those three games that we're needing, that's the Giant Communications hotline. If you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications. Give them a call at 785-362-9331 to see if they are in your service area, or visit giantcomm.net. Let's check out the Holton channel, as Holton was over at Nemaha Central tonight, taking on the 2A defending state champions.
The defending Class 2A state champions made a big statement in the start of their season with an impressive 31-6 victory against Holton on Friday night in Seneca. Nemaha Central never trailed in the ballgame, led 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter was plagued by three total turnovers, two of those on the Thunder, but they scored again and led 16-0 at halftime. Carter Hike, the sophomore starting quarterback for the Thunder, scored his third rushing touchdown of the game in the third quarter. He added a pair of two-point passes and one two-point run as Nemaha Central led 24-0 heading into the fourth quarter. Both teams would then get a late score. Kel Frazier's first varsity touchdown, the sophomore with a five-yard run, capping a short 25-yard drive as Holton's defense made a big stop on fourth and one, but Nemaha Central scored at the end on a fourth and seven with a 30-yard touchdown pass from Carter Hike to Sam Nordis to complete the scoring 31-6. Holton only had 161 yards total offense, all of which came on the ground. They had one turnover and eight penalties for 32 yards. The Wildcats were led by Abbott Hundley with 95 yards on 14 carries. Kyler Jackson and Kel Frazier both over 30 yards rushing as well. Nemaha Central had 237 yards rushing and completed three passes for 54 more yards, as Carter Hike led the way on the night, 27 carries, 163 yards, three touchdowns for Carter Hike, leading the Thunder to a 1-0 start. They'll be at Royal Valley next week. Holton 0-1 back on the road against a ranked Sabetha Blue Jay team in week number two. Again, the final, Nemaha Central 31, Holton 6. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
Hey, thanks, Justin. And, yeah, we'll get to that week, too, in a minute. We got some previews of next week. And Justin alluded to it right there of Holton hit the road, taking on another state-ranked team in Sabetha next week. Well, we told you about Jackson Heights and Horton, how that was a great game in the first half. Crendon Prophet has a recap of what went down there between the Cobras and the Chargers.
Starting off the beginning of the season is the Jackson Heights Cobras coming down to the Horton Field for their Friday night lights. Jackson Heights Cobras taking a win 42-6. Started off a little rough. Jackson Heights Cobras coming out fumbling the ball, but Horton Chargers, they fumble right back, allowing the Jackson Heights Cobras to take advantage and score a touchdown on the Cobras' second possession of the game. The Jackson Heights Cobras' starting scorer is Cade Holliday. And speaking about Cade Holliday, he put up three touchdowns for these Jackson Heights Cobras today, a 3-yard run, an 8-yard run, and a 50-yard run. Cade Holliday, quite literally what you said, went insane on the day. But who also went insane for these Jackson Heights Cobras is Drake Millius, who we gave the player to bank on the game. Drake Millius was able to have two 50-yard rushes, two touchdowns, about 40 completion yards in the air, and even had a two-point conversion attempt where the ball goes underneath his legs, he tumbles it, it falls backwards another 5 yards, he picks it up, he runs and scrambles out to the left side and makes a completion to Josh Smith, number 25. For the Cobras. A running clock was enforced in the fourth quarter of this game, and the Jackson Heights Cobras, of course, winning the game overall 42-6. Jackson Heights having a dominating performance. The only time the Horton Chargers scored was in the first quarter with a 7-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Moman to Riley for a nice 7-yard pass on a fourth down conversion at 6:05. Left to go in the first. So that's your final from the Horton Chargers Stadium as the Jackson Heights Cobras start their year off 1-0 in league play and, of course, in general scheduling. And the Horton Chargers starting off 0-1 in league play and also in general scheduling as well. I'm your Cobra commentator, Crendon Prophet, reporting down from the Chargers field.
All right, Crendon, thanks so much. Jackson Heights with the win there over Horton. We got one more recap to get to, and it's from the Red Hawk Channel. Seth Tollefson, what happened between Hiawatha and Royal Valley? Sure sounded like a barn burner.
The Hiawatha Redhawks and the Royal Valley Panthers opened up the season on a beautiful night in Hoyt. Royal Valley was able to take their opening drive down the field and score to take an early 7-0 lead. Hiawatha's first drive ended when Royal Valley picked up starting quarterback Tyler Willick near midfield. On the ensuing possession, Hiawatha was visited by the ghost of the 2022 season when starting defensive back and quarterback Tyler Willick appeared to re-injure the knee that cost him most of last season. He would not return. The Red Hawk defense would hold, though, and the Panthers turned it over on downs in the red zone. Royal Valley and Hiawatha would exchange a couple of fruitless possessions before the Red Hawks were finally able to punch it in on a QB keeper, Braden Newell, with the 20 seconds remaining touchdown in the half. Hiawatha would then convert the two-point conversion on a pass from Newell to Morton. Royal Valley did return the kickoff to the Red Hawk 30, and a long field goal attempt by the Panthers was returned by Kettler past midfield to end the half. Neither team was able to get anything going in the third quarter, and on the first Royal Valley possession in the fourth, Royal Valley would snap the ball over the punter's head, giving the Hawks the ball on the one-yard line. Josh Monaghan would punch it in on the next play and gave the Red Hawks a 14-7 lead. Royal Valley would find the end zone with 5:34 to make it a 14-13 score, and then an unsportsmanlike conduct call on Royal Valley pushed the extra point back 15 yards, and Hiawatha was able to block the attempt to maintain their one-point lead. On the next possession, Newell connected on a screen pass to Kettler, which went for 76 yards and a touchdown. However, Hiawatha was called for a legal procedure, which brought the ball back to their own 19. Hiawatha was able to complete a 3rd-and-19 pass from Newell to Carson Henry with 4 minutes to go, and the Hawks were then able to run out the clock to preserve the one-point win. Hiawatha improves to 1-0 with Royal Valley opening the season at 0-1. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks, Seth. And, man, again, a great game down there in Hoyt here tonight. Hiawatha escapes with a one-point win. And, Bozzy, I feel like there's a reason why you teach your kids to, you know, keep your composure and stuff like that, because it sounds like really the difference in that ball game was a 15-yard penalty that allowed for an extra point to be missed, and Roll Valley missed the extra point, and they lose by one.
Yeah, those are tough ones. I mean, that's something you'll go back as a coaching staff and look at it and discuss it with your team. I mean, everything you do on the field matters, and that's one example where should be a chip shot extra point to tie the ball game, and all of a sudden it doesn't come as easy when you're backed up 15 yards. Yeah. You miss it, and you lose by one.
That's something that, again, not only is football a game of inches, but, you know, again, nobody wants to, you know, I feel bad for the kid. I mean, nobody wants to think that, okay, it's because this happened, you got this penalty, we lost the game. Every coach will say, well, we had other opportunities to still win that football game. It's just the hindsight of it that makes you, you know, again, we weren't there, we didn't see the game, but just hearing that and thinking, oh, man, that's a big difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, and I'm sure he feels horrible about that. But there's so many things throughout the course of the game that lead up to that one point loss. So can't blame anybody for it. Just a tough way for Royal Valley to lose that home opener.
Hey, we got the Lucre Chiropractic game ball coming up here in just a bit. Give us a call, 785-547-3461, to give us your nominee for the Lucre Chiropractic game ball of the evening. We've got some already on our list here tonight. Boss, who do we got so far?
Out of Sabetha, we got Mitchell Kramer. We've got Carter Hike from Nemaha Central, Abbott Hundley from Holton, Jeter Purdy from Atchison, and Drake Meliz, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns on that one.
So we got a handful of kids right now on for the Lucre Chiropractic game ball segment. Make sure you get your opportunity to get somebody that played pretty well tonight in your eyes. Put them on for a game ball nominee. And we're only missing one score still. Is that right?
Yeah, we're still looking for St. Paul at Blue Valley Randolph.
All right, so St. Paul, Blue Valley Randolph. We did get some more final scores as well. We will take our final break of the night, come back, and look ahead into week number 2. We'll dissect the game that we just got told about that was on our preview for this week. Look ahead at week number 2. We'll look at the college ranks as well, because college football starts this weekend. All that and more still coming up here. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Red Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KVN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JVN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JVN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer wants... through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Dorsey Hall, CEO of Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're back here in the final segment here tonight of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. And we'll get a quick rundown of our scores from the evening once again here tonight, Bozzy.
All right, we got almost all of them. We're just missing one. So real quick, here's what we've got tonight. Care Paraville, they lose to Axtell 60-44. Frankfurt comes out on top 38-20 over Chase County. Lynn at Lakeside Downs. Lakeside Downs gets the win 70-56. McLouth was at Onega. They come out on top 30-26. Troy gets a loss, actually, against Wabunsee 46-28. Atchison comes out on top against Ottawa 48-42. Tight game we've talked about tonight. Centralia comes out on top 18-16 over Valley Heights. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Hanover 50-8. Washington County, they take it to Donovan West tonight 46-0. Holton falls at Nemaha Central 31-6. Riverside at Jeff West. Riverside comes out on top 13-6 on that one. Hiawatha, 1-point victory over Royal Valley 14-13. Sabetha takes it to Perry Lecompton tonight 30-0. Jeff County North gets the victory over Pleasant Ridge 62-0. Atchison County Community High School, they get the win over Valley Falls 44-16. Jackson Heights, they beat Horton 42-6. Oskaloosa comes out on top of Morehill Mount Academy 14-8. And the final score we've got, Abilene at Marysville. Abilene gets the win 28-14.
Those are your updated scores. Again, still don't have Blue Valley, their score here on the night against St. Paul. So if you've got that score, you can tweet at us at the MSC Sports Network on Twitter. You can call us at 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications hotline tonight. If you want reliable, fast internet for your home or business, contact 785-362-9331 and get Giant Communications. See if they serve in your area. Let's go back to a couple of games we didn't get a chance to get to yet, Bozzy, because we got the scores now. We know a little bit more information about it. Let's jump to Frankfurt. As Frankfurt tonight, it was some question marks for them coming into this season. A 500 team a year ago, they had a what we thought on paper a tall task ahead of them, and tonight they get the win.
Well, Chase County, they're a solid team. They were 9-2 last season. They went pretty deep into the playoffs. But Frankfurt, we kind of talked about, this was a key victory for them, or a key game starting out the season, just to get off on the right foot. They get the victory 38-20 tonight. And one of the things we talked about in the pregame show last week was freshman quarterback last season broke a ton of records at Frankfurt, back at quarterback. They've just got a lot of returning guys. This is a team that I kind of picked as one of my sleepers there. Frankfurt, they could scare a lot of people, especially starting out 1-0 this season.
Absolutely. And then another one that we were looking for here tonight, Jefferson County North, getting a lot of love. We got to talk to Coach Schneider last week in our preview scoreboard show, and JCN, again, taking on Pleasant Ridge, a team that has had some encouragement as far as what they were expecting coming into the season. JCN, it was one of those, can you take care of business early for them? And they did just that.
They did. And it was an interesting game. Pleasant Ridge, you mentioned, they struggled a little bit last year. They were 2-7, but they've got a new coach. They also have a really strong senior class. A lot of the guys were multi-year starters. Pleasant Ridge, very optimistic coming into this season, but they faced a Jeff County North team tonight that really got after him, 62-0. I think Jeff County North, another team that we're going to have to keep an eye on. They got 17 lettermen, 11 seniors.
Yeah.
They got 9 starters on both sides of the ball, so very experienced team. They showed it tonight.
Yeah, you talk about sleeper with Frankfurt. I'm talking sleeper. Even though it's not really a sleeper with JCN, they're a team that's getting love right now, but that's a team that I think – in 1A, that really could make some noise over there in Winchester, because that's, again, just a philosophy and a mindset. Coach Snyder feels like his guys in place are ready to rock, and they came out and they showed it.
Well, it's a confident team. You've got the confidence level's got to be really high after you come out and put 62 points on the board. I don't even care who you're playing, but, you know, last year they lost to Centralia in the regional round of playoffs, 34-8. Centralia scores 18 points, I think, tonight. Jeff County North, you know, that's somebody that you don't want to look too far ahead of the schedule, but Jeff County North, tons of confidence. Anytime you can come out and have a good offensive effort on that first night, we talked about it all night long. The first game, you just don't know how things are going to go. But tonight, Jefferson County North, they put 62 points on the board in the defense. I mean, anytime you get a shutout, no matter what, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, these are some teams that we're looking for in our preview coming into this season. Now, week number 2, we're going to jump into that right now as well. Week number 2, some key matchups that we are looking for, and we'll stay in the NEKL. And we just got done with Jefferson County North. ACCHS got a big win tonight as well. And so, week 2 matchup between Jefferson County North at ACCHS. And, again, this is a big-time matchup early on in the season between two foes that know each other really well.
Yeah, this one is, when we kind of sat down and went through these key matchups, that's one that jumped off the page at us. JCN, they're listed as others considered in Class 1A, getting state ranking votes, so they're obviously getting some attention. They had a really good game tonight, just talked about them. But ACCHS, they're coming off back-to-back league titles. They haven't lost a league game since 2020.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Atchison County coming off back-to-back league titles. They have not lost a league game since 2020.
I just wanted that to resonate with people because, again, you know, you can't underappreciate, but we cannot over-focus that. The fact that they have not been beaten in the NEKL for a couple of years, and they're kind of flying under the radar right now. I think next week's a massive test for not only JCN, because they're a team that we're expecting to be a solid team this year, making a deep run, a team that I'm, you know, really high on, but they got to get past a team that hasn't lost anybody in that league for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's just a great competition. You look at it, and it's kind of like some other matchups that we're going to talk about here in a minute, where you've got two powerhouses that are going to face off in week 2. I mean, those are games that I'd like to
insane.
See in week 7, 8, 9, 10,
right,
you know, later
right.
on in the season.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's stay. One team from the NEKL, one team from the TVL. Valley Falls is heading to Troy. A couple teams that are now coming into week number 2 trying to figure out how they're going to operate going into week 2, both yet with a win.
Yeah, this one I think is still, it's going to be a really good game. Valley Falls lost tonight. They have the potential to be really good. They've got a bunch of starters on both sides, offense, defense, but just had a tough night tonight. Again, it's week 1. We'll see how they prepare this week and look ahead into week 2. But Troy, they also lost tonight. They were 8-2 last season, but they only returned 2 starters on offense, 4 on defense. So they've got some things they got to figure out too, but I think that's going to be a really good matchup in week 2.
So big time matchup again, Valley Falls Troy next week. Keep that on your radar. El Saline and Hanover. Hanover's coming off of a big time loss tonight in their first game of the season. So how do they bounce back? Because they've been ranked as far as high in preseason polls coming in. Returned 16 letter winners, as we mentioned earlier. Clifton Clyde just kind of took it to them tonight. But El Saline, they're in 8-man Division 1, 6-3 a year ago. They beat Hanover big time a year ago. So this is a big game just from the perspective that Hanover, they don't want to start the season 0-2.
Well, now that's what is really hard with Hanover. They've had a really tough schedule early in the season. Clifton Clyde, El Saline, Osborne right out of the gates. That's tough to start your season out with 3 big-time games. And obviously they lost big tonight to Clifton Clyde, but I think you got to regroup. They, again, had a big class that left. They lost 4 seniors, but they've got 16 letter winners. So I was kind of anxious to see how Hanover would do against Clifton Clyde tonight. Clifton Clyde, very good team. Now, El Saline, they received votes in 8-man Division 1, 6-3 last season. They took it to Hanover last season, so this one's going to be interesting.
Well, we told you that we were in our final segment, but that's just not quite the case yet. We got some more breaks to get to you here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hi, and this is Carly with BMP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Avian Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JVN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JVN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's summer time, and now that you're traveling more, Denison State Bank reminds banking customers on some simple tips to make your life easier. Get signed up for electronic statement delivery. That way, no paper statements are sitting in your mailbox while you're away. Use your debit card to make purchases on the road and avoid carrying excess cash. And use your bank's online bill pay service to schedule payments in advance. Denison State Bank offers all of these online services and more. Go to dsbks.com or visit them in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. Enjoy your summer from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You ready for retirement?
All right, we're back to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And, yeah, we know you're having fun with us, so we're going to keep on rolling here on this Friday evening because it's the first week of football, folks. This is good stuff. I'm Jake. That's Boz. We've finished with a couple different teams for previews of week number two. We got a couple teams left to do. How about Frankfort at home against Washington County, Boz? That's going to be a contest of some excitement because Frankfort and Washington County coming off some good wins tonight.
Yeah, and really I'm looking at Frankfort again. We've talked about Frankfort being the team that could really make some noise this season. They just have a really solid team. They performed well tonight, 38-20 over Chase County. That's a, I think for Frankfort, it's just week two, keep the momentum going. I'm sure they didn't have a perfect night, so they're going to have things to work on, but this is a big matchup to keep that success going into week two against Washington County.
Got to have those kind of games again early in the season. These are the ones that we could wish and hope that the schedule makers would make them a little bit later on in the year. But, hey, they're early on, so some early tests. And then, finally, I think the biggest matchup of week number two, because question marks, again, on both sides, Sabatha. They're coming in as a perennial favorite this year in our eyes as in classification of 2A. They're taking on a Houlton team that's licking their wounds right now as they just got knocked off by fellow Nemaha County school in Nemaha Central here tonight, 30-6. Houlton lost. Sabatha coming off a big win against Perry LeCompton tonight. It's Houlton at Sabatha, week number two.
Yeah, Houlton's they can't rest. I mean, they've got to get better, and they got to get better quick. That's a really tough schedule. First two games of the season against two top-ranked opponents in Class 2A. Houlton, they will get better, but with the inexperience they've got, it's going to take some time. So that's going to be a game. Maybe they're a little fired up after tonight, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they go back and say, hey, this isn't our team. We've got to get better, and they're going to improve this week, come back and get after Sabatha. Now, I think Sabatha, again, they've got all the pieces. They're just loaded. I don't care what people say, but they've got a team that could contend for the state title. So that's going to be a big one for Sabatha to keep that momentum rolling as well.
And you know, again, Coach Garrett Michael, who's been there for a long time. Coach Brooks Barta, been there a long time. These type of coaches that have been doing this for so long, you know, they're going to brush it off. It's not a big deal.
Well, and Houlton's, they've come out on top against Sabatha the last several years. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure Sabatha, they know that. They know that Houlton's got the better of them.
Au contraire, though, sir, because not too long ago.
Well, I'm saying like the last 3 years.
Okay.
But go back a little farther. They were obviously Sabatha really was good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to give that love a little bit there. And that, you know, because Sabatha, again, you know, this team this year got a little reminiscence of the 2018 team that went out and did the repeat for state champions. And so that's kind of the vibe that this team's got. And that's what, again, we're looking for as we are going to progress through this season. We will talk week by week about how these teams are adapting, how they're changing, and basically how they're improving with their schedules because, again, Sabatha, that's a tough road test tonight. I don't care what the final score was. That's a tough place to go play at Perry LeCompton.
Yeah.
Against a coach that has been there as long as Coach Mike Paramore has been there, 20-plus years. And that's tough to go do that in week number one, and they looked like they were in mid-season form in week one.
Yeah, again, you just look at a lot of teams that you look early in the season, you look for all the pieces and how they fit together. You may have a good offensive line, or maybe you have a good running back or quarterback, and you might have one or the other. They've really got it all. They've got beef on the line, really good offense, defensive line. They got quarterback, receivers, running backs. I mean, they have everything you want.
Everything that you want, and then some. They got size, they got speed. I mean, again, so that is potentially our game of the week next week. We haven't picked that quite yet because other things we're looking at. What are you thinking?
JCN at ACCHS.
That's a massive game.
I think that's going to be a really big game, too. So we got some talking to do.
We might have to go see all you folks over there in Atchison County next week to take in that JCN ACCHS game. We're gonna pick a game every single week where we're going to go to. And then once we get into the midseason, folks, make sure you listen to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show because we got some gifts we're going to be giving away if you find Jake and Boz at our selected game of the week. That's going to be some fun things. You got to know what we look like.
Well, they got to figure it out.
Second off, you got to basically come up to us and you got to say, "Oh my gosh, is this your game of the week?" And we'll tell you. It's kind of like, you know, are you Santa Claus? No, I'm not Santa Claus. But is this your game of the week? Yeah. This is the game of the week, and we'll give you that gift card or whatever prize it is that week. We're going to start that in week number 4. Is when we'll start that. So week number 4, our game of the week will be a prize given to one of you awesome fans that is at our game of the week. We're not going to give too many hints, but there's a couple games next week that we are really intrigued by. How about week 2 schedule, Boz? You want to give me some of that?
Yeah, let's take a look at next week. Football season, it's awesome. It's underway. We're going to move right into week 2. Big 7 League. Hiawatha is going to be at Jeff West. Houlton at Sabatha. Perry LeCompton at Riverside. Nemaha Central will travel to Royal Valley in the Northeast Kansas League. ACCHS at home versus Jeff County North. Horton on the road at McClouth. Jackson Heights, they will play at home versus Mar Hill Mount Academy. Oskaloosa at home versus Pleasant Ridge. And Valley Falls will make the trip to Troy In the Twin Valley League, Axtell will go to Hartford. Blue Valley Randolph will be at home versus Clifton Clyde. Donovan West at Care Paraville. Centralia will be at Crest Prep Academy. Or excuse me, Christ Prep Academy. Hanover will
not
be at home.
Not Crest.
Hanover will be at home versus El Saline. Frankfurt also at home versus Washington
big
County.
Game.
That's a big game. Lynn at home versus Logan Palco. And Onega will be at Valley Heights. In other leagues, Atchison will be at KC Sumner Academy, and Marysville at Wamego.
And Wamego came off of a loss tonight. Marysville, tight game for them. So that Marysville-Wamego game could be a bigger game as well. Before we get into the college ranks and stuff like that, we need to take our final break, Buzz. I know you're ready to get rolling into that, unless you have anything specific about that schedule that you're excited about.
No, we can get to it here in a second.
All right. We got our final break coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Community National Bank Scoreboard Show rolls on for the final time here on the Week 1 action. High school football season's here, folks. We're glad you're with us.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
ABN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holden, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by the Elevator.
You ought to see Bozzy here in the studio. He's jumping right now. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. In its final segment now. We said that a moment ago, but this is it. This is the final segment here
for
tonight.
Real.
For real. For real, for real. Okay. This is going to be the final segment. Boz, you got to get on the road soon.
We got a long drive tonight.
If you don't know anything about Boz, because, again, we want you to know, get to know who we are. Boz has got to drive through the night to
Grand
Forks.
Fargo?
No,
Grand Forks. Farther north. It's like an hour from Canada. It's a nine-hour drive.
You going to go fishing?
I don't know that I'm going to fish,
mm-hmm.
but I would if I didn't have to drive all night.
Got to go watch his boy play at University of North Dakota. That's pretty cool stuff, being able to get to go do that, obviously.
Yep.
So, okay, we talked a little bit about schedule for next week. Let's talk about some college action right now. Up to this point, we will week two matchups in the NAIA, a couple pretty good ones coming up here at the NAIA, also at the JUCO level as well.
Well, here's the first one. Benedictine, they lost last week against a top-ranked defending national championship or champion team, Morningside, 17-14.
But
Benedictine, they were ahead. I mean, they had a chance to win that game. They couldn't stop Morningside. They went down, scored to take the lead. But really good showing by Benedictine. They are at home again against Clark. So don't know a whole lot about Clark, but Benedictine, you don't like to get a loss in your season opener, but I think that's something you can build on. Very, very competitive game against a top-ranked team.
Just a quick score correction. It was 2017.
Oh, excuse me.
I just didn't want anybody, you know, coming at you or anything. 20-17 final score. But, yeah, BC, you know, Tom Couts on the call on Care Country 93.7 for that action against Clark tomorrow. But if anything would tell you that, you know, the sky is pretty clear, and there's no clouds, there's no rain coming, there's no bad weather coming for Benedictine football, that kind of a game against Morningside is telling you that this is going to be a good year for the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Benedictine is going to be a really good football team. And anytime you play early in the season against somebody that's a championship caliber team, a highly ranked team, and you compete with them and
yeah.
you put yourself in a position where you're ahead late in the game,
yeah.
again, 20-17.
Final minute, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, just under, mm-hmm. I think maybe a couple minutes left in the ball game. Yeah. Morningside went down the field, scored. But, yeah, really good showing last week. I think Benedictine is going to want to bounce back this week and get the win against Clark.
And they will, and that's going to be something to, again, tune into that on Sister Station 93.7 KAIR. Tonight was the opening round, or opening game, I should say, for the other Kansas football
team
in the Big 12. But before we get to them, we got to talk a little bit about Peru State at Baker tomorrow as well. That'll be a good matchup in the NAIA. A couple of teams that are, again, just rich tradition, and I don't think they like each other very much.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big rivalry, Peru State and Baker. And that's going to be it's at Baker.
Yeah.
Baker's got a solid squad this year. It's going to be interesting to see, again, early in this season how they handle Peru State. But being at home, I think they're going to be – I know they're a confident team, and that's going to be a good game.
And then the junior college ranks, you've got – down in El Dorado, Kansas, Butler Community College, who is always year in and year out, just top tier at the JUCO level, taking on local Highland Community College tomorrow as well. And so, again, a matchup where Highland, you know, the program's on the rise. It's definitely improved, and they're, you know, taking on a tough Butler team tomorrow.
Well, and you're right. I mean, they are improving, and they've had some tough years, but, you know, that's a great challenge for Highland to go down there again early in the season against Butler. And you know, Butler is a perennial power. I mean,
yeah.
they just churn out just phenomenal athletes. So, big time challenge for Highland. But you know, if you want to be the best, you got
to
beat the best.
Amen to that. Can you tell he was a coach at some point in his life?
Huh? That's right.
All right, let's go to the Division I level now, and we'll start with last night, Nebraska at Minnesota. And if you didn't get a chance to catch the end of that game, that was an interesting ending. Nebraska was leading. Minnesota scores a late touchdown. Then Nebraska is driving down the field, an interception with under a minute to go right around midfield. Minnesota able to drain the clock, kick a game-winning field goal as time expires in Matt Rhule's debut as head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And it just was one of those. I know we've got some fans in our listening area. That's why we're going to talk about them. You know, I almost want to open up the phone lines to Nebraska fans.
We might be here a while.
Yeah, but we're not. Well, we're not. But I will tell you that, again, it's just one of those Nebraska football. I mean, it looked like, because that's a tough place to play up there in Minnesota. Minnesota's a good team, and they had them on the ropes, but unable to get that win.
You know, that's kind of been the story for Nebraska the last several years. They've been in a lot of ball games. They just cannot find a way to win. I know I've got a lot of friends up in Nebraska that are big-time Huskers fans, and they just feel like, just can't get on track, you know. And part of it is new coaching staff, wasn't real happy with Scott Frost. They get him out, bring him Matt Rhule, things are going to get better. And they may, but you want to see that first win. You want to see one in the win column.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, but you showed me a meme earlier tonight. And again, because we are happy-go-lucky, we're trying to have a lighthearted show. There's a meme out there, and it's a Scooby-Doo meme, and the athletic director is ripping off the mask from Scooby-Doo, and it was Matt Rhule as the mask. And when the mask was ripped off, who was it?
Scott Frost.
And that just made me laugh.
It is. I mean, I think it's too early to tell what Matt Rhule's going to do with that team. But you know,
it's way too early.
Losing the season opener, that's the thought.
In the way that it happened.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to move on from them to the Big 12 now, and KU, the other Kansas school, had a game tonight against Missouri State, and KU looks like they got the win.
They did get the win. Come on. You sound surprised.
I am.
No, come on.
When you've been in purgatory for as long as they have in football, I mean, when they get a win, I mean.
The Hawks are on the rise, buddy. Yeah, they get the win tonight, 48-17 over Missouri State. And here's the interesting deal.
I'm getting texts. I just want to say this really quick. KU fans texting me because we teased this a little bit, and they said, open up the phone lines.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Well, that is a really good win for KU to get the victory. Here's the question, though, is Jalen Daniels, what was he going to do? They had a little back injury, and coach said he was going to play. And then tonight, Jason Bean gets the start. Here's the deal. He goes for 22 for 28 for 276 yards, two touchdowns. KU had 521 yards of total offense.
That's a good outing.
That is a really good outing for the Hawks. Just kind of carrying through the momentum from last season.
Sure.
That's a really big-time win for him. Again, really early against Missouri State. But
you can't tell. Boz is a massive Jayhawks fan.
Let's go. That's a win. Any win we get at KU, that's a good thing.
Oh, so you agree about the purgatory comment.
Oh, well, I can't disagree. Okay. I mean, it was a rough go for Hawks fans for a long time.
All right, now the good Kansas school. We'll talk K-State at home tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I had to do one dig. I won't do it again.
Yes, you will.
No promises. K-State at home against Southeast Missouri State. Fun thing about Southeast Missouri State, their head coach from Kansas, went to Fort Hays State University, had some stints at some local colleges. Now the head coach, been there for almost a decade, and has really turned that program around. And so it's almost like a homecoming for him coming to Bill Snyder Family Stadium tomorrow to take on the Cats.
Well, and that's anytime you're at K-State, the environment's going to be fantastic. And here's the thing, Jake, I've told you this before. I'm a Hawk fan, but if I had tickets and I wasn't out of town, I would go watch K-State play football tomorrow. I enjoy being there, and it's going to be a good game for them to start out. Will Howard, see if he can keep things going from last season.
Heisman.
I do. Come on.
All right. I'm just joking. He's not going to win the Heisman, but he's a good quarterback.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, Kate, talk about teams that needed to reload a little bit. K-State loses Deuce Vaughn. You're seeing what he's doing in the NFL right now. J.R. Giddens is going to be a kid that is going to have to step up in a new role. A couple of running backs are going to be in there as well. But, again, a Cats team that won the Big 12 last year in the Big 12 title game, now they've got a target on their back, and K-State always does well when they're flying under the radar, not on the radar.
Yeah, how do they respond when they're a, quote, favorite? You know, they do have the target on their back coming off the Big 12 championship game, but Coach Klieman, he's the man. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job there.
Quick little synopsis for anybody that might have forgot. Do you remember the last time that K-State won the Big 12? Do you remember the year?
Let's see. I don't know the year, but was that when they beat OU?
No.
Oh, that'll tell you how. I knew they beat OU in the Big 12 championship a while back.
This is when they didn't have a game. So they beat Texas in the regular season finale, and they were crowned Big 12 champs in 2012. OU was in 2003. I was in the south end zone. I won't tell you my age, I was young, but made it on national TV, though. That was fun. Anyway, first game the following year, North Dakota State comes to town and knocks off K-State in the first game after a Big 12 title?
You, I don't know.
I'm nervous.
Well,
1,000%. It's different, different styles now.
Yeah.
Things are not the same. But when you have that in the back of your mind, I guarantee you that's the talk in Manhattan and the area right now, is the last time K-State won a Big 12 title, the first game after that, they lost.
Which was coached by Coach Kleiman, right, at North Dakota State?
I didn't do prep for that. I don't know if he was coaching then. I think it was the guy before him.
Okay.
But we won't.
We'll check that out next week.
But, yeah, that's going to wrap up our college preview here. Big thanks to Kurt Kilman. Ray Penning has been in here as well. Ray has stepped in and helped us out on Friday evenings throughout this season. So it's a lot of good things. Anything that we missed tonight, Boz, that the folks need to know at home heading into this Labor Day weekend?
I don't think there's anything we missed heading into the weekend, but I'm going to tell you this. We really pumped the call-in portion
of
the show, and then we just... I think you dropped the ball a little bit on
that. I did. I mean, 1,000%.
Yeah, so we're figuring things out, too, so don't hesitate next week.
I don't care if your name is Bill, like what Boz did, and then Billy from Riverside call in, and that's not her name, but you all can be Billy. I don't care. But give us a call. Remember the Giant Communications hotline. It's 785-547-3461. The line's not open right now. Don't call now. But next week, make sure you're giving us a call. Tell us the game that you went to and what was a highlight for you during our new segment, Friday Night Highlights. Well, it's been fun, buddy, and we will do it again next week.
Yep.
We're going to have to figure out where we're going next week for our featured game of the week. We're leaning towards Atchison County, maybe someplace else, but I think there's just too many options for us at this point.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
We never talk, though.
No.
No. All right, again, for Boz, for Captain Kurt Kilman, Ray Penning, Seth Tolleson stopped in as well, Colin Feldkamp, and everybody for the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is Jake Spaulding signing off here for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll see you next week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lukert Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gallons of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystems. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.